So I'm just going to open up with some announcements. It's this week we got VBS going on, and we're really excited about that. So get ready for that. I'm sure you guys have heard a lot about that, and we would love your help if you could help out with anything there. If you have any questions, contact Abby and Mark, because they know more than probably anybody. So also next week, we got a full day. There is a carry-in dinner along with communion, and I was told that Brad Hahn's Sunday school class is in charge of cleanup after that. So just make note of that. And then also, the summer kickoff for our youth group, where we let the sixth graders that are going into seventh grade come, and we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to do some games and different things like that. We'll have a meal starting at 5. So just make note of that. And then also the 11th, we'll be doing a love offering for John and Liz Warning. I think that's how you say it? Wearing. Okay, sorry. So yeah, to help out with those medical expenses. So just make note of that. And our call to worship today is Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. It says, therefore, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
One other announcement is you're all invited to the St. Lawrence Cemetery. The Memorial Day service is at 11. It'll may last 15, 20 minutes, and we'll have the color guard from the American Legion will be there, and Pastor Jim will talk for give a little devotional. We'll sing a couple songs, and so 11 o'clock tomorrow at the cemetery if you'd like to take part in that. Let's take our hymnals and turn to number 573, God of Our Fathers. Let's stand together and sing 573. God of our fathers, whose almighty hand leads forth in beauty all the starry band of shining worlds in splendor through the skies, our grateful song. Thy love divine hath led us in the past, in this free land, by thee our lot is cast. Be thou our ruler, guardian, guide and stay. Our chosen way. From war's alarms, from deadly pestilence, be thy strong arm our ever sure defense. Thy true increase, thy bounteous goodness nourish us in peace. Refresh thy people on their toilsome way. Lead us from night to never-ending day. Fear
fill all our lives with love and grace divine. And glory, Lord, and praise be ever thine.
Thanks for singing. Let's take a moment, greet each other, tell somebody you're glad to see them this holiday weekend.
Good morning again. We're happy to have all of you here with us this morning. This is our time to share praises and prayer requests. I have a few things to bring to your attention this morning. First one, heard yesterday from Liz Waring that baby decided to make an early arrival. And so Miles Brett has joined the Waring family as of yesterday. And Liz and Miles are both doing well. She did not give me measurements or anything like that, but we're glad that the baby is here and continue to pray for Liz and Miles. And she also expressed their appreciation for everyone's prayer for them and for the baby during her pregnancy. A couple other updates on things that are in your prayer list. Kim Robbins, about third from the top there, she left yesterday for her three-month internship in Puerto Rico, so you could be praying for her. And then the rest of the group that's going from SBA to Puerto Rico on a 10-day missions trip, they'll be leaving on Wednesday this week, so you could pray for them and the time that they are there. Down at the bottom of your prayer sheet, Tammy Hoffman is recovering from her surgery she had last week. She's at home and doing fairly well, getting tired of the liquid diet, but doing okay. So pray for Tammy and her continued recovery. And then Terry said that he has got his shoulder surgery scheduled. Shoulder surgery scheduled. Say that one fast, okay? Scheduled for June 9th. And so the numbers on his blood work did come down some over the past month, enough that they went ahead and scheduled the surgery. So that's good. Be praying for his surgery on the 9th. As Pastor Abe mentioned, Vacation Bible School coming up this week. So we want to be in prayer for that. And then also, CEF has their Christian Youth in Action camp this week at SBA. We have Glenda Palmquist and her husband and family here with us today, so I'm glad that they are here, but be in prayer for the group that will be at camp. It's a 25% increase from last year. Yeah, so a big increase in numbers from last year, so be in prayer for their camp this week as they train those young people to lead the backyard Bible clubs this summer. And the email had gone out about Brad, and Brad had his appointment at Mayo this last week, and they have a plan for going forward, so continue to pray for Brad Hahn. Do we have any other prayer requests or praises this morning? Dale.
Now that the Waring baby's alive and well, do you know any more about the heart situation?
She didn't give me any more details about the heart situation yet. I'm sure they'll be finding out more in the days ahead. But.
And the other thing is, Brad's a big deal for this church family. And how much clarification can you give us, Brad, about what do you know now?
We're going to start some chemo treatments in the next couple weeks. Prognosis is good. It's just not very fun. But we'll be all right.
Okay. So, yeah, Brad said he'll be starting some chemo treatments the next couple weeks. But the prognosis is good. The doctor said it's a very curable cancer, right? So so that's a good report, but be praying for Brad as he starts those treatments. Randy? Yeah, is Hupp, is that the last name? The Hupp family? Okay, that the explosion in Fort Pierre a few days ago. Grandparents and youngest child died, and two children in hospital with burns. Yeah. Okay. All right. Any others? I thought I saw another hand, but yeah, Jake.
Good friend from school, his mother passed away when we were sophomores in college, and 2 weeks ago today, his dad didn't wake up. So he has no parents now, a younger brother, and now taking over the family farm very suddenly.
What's his name?
Hudson.
Okay. So Jake's friend Hudson, a friend from college, his mother passed away while he was in college, and 2 weeks ago his father passed away. So be praying for Hudson and all the things that he's now responsible for. Any others? All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this day that you have given to us. We thank you for the privilege that it is to come together in your house to worship you. We thank you for the freedoms that we have in this country to do this without fear of arrest or persecution. And we know that that is not the case everywhere around the world. We do pray for believers today in places where they are putting themselves at risk by gathering to worship you. And particularly with it being Memorial Day weekend, we are grateful for the men and women who have given their lives in defense of our country and protecting the freedoms that we have, including the freedom to gather freely to worship you. We pray especially for families of those who have lost their lives in service of our country as they remember, especially today and tomorrow, the sacrifice that their loved ones made. We do thank you for the good news of the arrival of Miles, and we thank you that Miles and Liz are both doing well. We do know that there was concern about Miles' heart, and we pray that those details will be determined by the doctors and that there will be a clear plan for what needs to be done, if anything needs to be done. Perhaps in your sovereignty, you've already decided to heal that defect, but if not, we pray that it's something that the doctors can take care of without too much complication. We do pray that you will be with Terry and the surgery that he has coming up. We thank you that they were able to get that scheduled, and we pray that it would go well when his surgery is performed on June 9th, and pray for his recovery. We do thank you for being with Tammy and the surgery that she had this past week, and we pray that you'll continue to be with her recovery as well. We do also pray that you would be with Kim as she is in Puerto Rico now, and pray that you'd be with her over the next 3 months as she does her internship there with Youth for Christ. And we know that she was very excited about doing that, and we just pray that you will work in her while she is there. We pray it'd be a great experience for her as she works alongside the Peels and the ministry that they have established there in Puerto Rico. We pray also for the rest of the group from SBA that's going down for a 10-day trip. We pray for their safe travels. They leave on Wednesday, and for protection for them while they are there. We just pray that they too will be an encouragement to the Peels, and they will get a lot of work done in terms of projects need to be completed, and also we'll have opportunities for ministering to the people in the local area through the different outreach opportunities that they'll be part of while they are there. We thank you for the opportunity for our church to host Vacation Bible School this week. We thank you for each person who is already signed up to be involved in helping, and also signed up to attend. And we pray that you would be with each day of VBS this week. We pray for each child who will be here. We pray that they would have a lot of fun while they're here, but we also pray that they will be attentive to the lessons that they hear and to your word as it's taught, and that they would clearly understand the message of the gospel. And we pray that if there are any children who will be here that don't know Christ as their Savior, that they will understand that need and that they might even make that decision this week. We do pray as well for the CEF camp, the CYIA camp that they have this week. We thank you for each one of the young people who are scheduled to be part of that, and we pray that you'd be with Glenda and the rest of the leaders that will be teaching them and helping to equip them this week for the opportunities that they will have and leading the backyard Bible clubs and other opportunities they may have through CEF to share the gospel message. We pray that you would keep all those young people healthy this week while they're there, and pray that everything will go smoothly for their camp and for the opportunities they will have in the summer ahead. We do pray for Jake's friend Hudson and for his loss of his father now here recently, and now with both of his parents gone, the unexpected responsibilities that he now finds himself having to handle in addition to grieving the loss of both parents. And so we just pray that you'd be close to him, that you would encourage him, and that you would provide people to come alongside him and help him as he steps into these new responsibilities that he has. We do pray as well for the Hupp family and for the tragedy that took place last week with the explosion in their home, the loss of their home and all their possessions, but more importantly, the loss of their youngest child and the loss of parents, and now with their other two children in the hospital with the burn injuries. We pray for their healing. We pray for a special measure of comfort and encouragement for them, as can't quite even imagine what they're dealing with, what's going through their minds, the questions they have, the struggles that they're having. We just pray for the many people to continue to surround them with support and love and encouragement. We do thank you that Brad was able to get into Mayo last week and that the appointment went well, and think that there is a clear plan for them and going forward. We do pray that you'll be with him as he begins his chemo treatments. Pray that they would go well and they would be successful in eliminating this lymphoma that's in his body. We do thank you that the prognosis is good, and we just pray for physical strength for him as he goes through those treatments. We thank you for our church body. We thank you for each one who is part of it, and we thank you for the unique gifting that you've given each one here, and we just pray that we would continue to work together as a unified body in serving you and in carrying out the mission of the church, which is to be salt and light in our world. We thank you for the privilege of returning to you some of the financial resources that you have given to us. We pray that you bless the offering we're about to receive, and that we would steward it wisely in the furtherance of your kingdom. We pray all these things in the name of your son, Jesus. Amen.
One of the joys we have as a church is to see those that have grown up here and been a part of our ministry looking to do other ministries. And so I'm going to ask Cassidy to come up. She's going to tell us a bit about her summer and some of the needs that she will have, both for prayer as well as for finances. So Cassidy, the time is yours.
Hello, everyone. I just want to take a few minutes this morning to share with you all about the ministry that I'll be doing this summer. I believe that most of you are familiar with Victory Center Bible Camp, as the church supports them, and you've heard from their director, Stephen Kara, already this year. I'll be serving there as a summer missionary this summer, which means that I will be serving for all 7 weeks of camp, and I'll also be raising support. I will be serving as a cabin leader, which means that I'll be in charge of a cabin full of girls each week, in addition to interacting with and serving with other campers throughout the week. As I head into the summer, I would appreciate your prayers for me, that I would have the physical and mental and spiritual strength for each week. Pray for the girls in my cabin and each of the campers that will be coming each week, that those who are unsaved would be receptive to the gospel, that they'll hear at camp, and that those who already are saved would grow spiritually while at camp. Also pray for all of those that I'll be serving with, especially for Steve and Kara, as this is their first year serving as directors full-time on their own. As I mentioned before, I am raising support this summer financially. So if you would like to support financially or learn more about what the ministry will look like while I'm at camp, there's several copies of my support letter out in the foyer. If you'd like to pick one of those up, you can also visit victorycenterbiblecamp.com for more information there. I leave for cabin leader training on Friday, and then our first week of camp, which is teen camp, starts a week from tomorrow. Thank you in advance for your prayers as I serve this summer. Feel free to find me in between the service if you have any other questions. Thank you.
Before you leave, let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these opportunities that you bring our way to be able to serve you, and I pray for Cassidy for the summer that you would, one, protect her health, give her wisdom and spiritual insight into the lives of the students and campers she will have, for specifically seeing the opportunities to plant seeds of the gospel in their lives, that you would give her wisdom in making quick decisions, whether it be to come alongside of someone to witness or come alongside to redirect their behavior. Father, we are grateful for the gifting you've given her and the opportunity to use that, and we pray that you would bless her summer, both spiritually, but also that you would raise up the support she needs. We understand that she is giving up an opportunity in one sense to have a full-time job elsewhere to serve you, but we also know that you take care of your own. And so, Father, we just thank you for what you're going to do in her and through her in the lives of the campers. And may the summer be one that she is drawn closer to you each day. In Jesus' name, amen.
I invite you to stand and sing with us a few songs this morning. It seems like times with the news as it's been and whatnot, words are often, they can be kind of hard to come by, so I'm going to let the songs speak for themselves, I guess. It must have been the right choice going off of the things that are in them.
For us a place.
that's a time that we can look forward to is when we all get to heaven.
All of
Father, as we have entered into worship, as we have entered into this building, Father, we know that this is not the only place, but it is a place that we have set aside on a day that's been set aside to focus upon you, and may this not be the only place. Thank you that you do know us inside and out, and as scary as that is, there's nothing that is in us that is hidden from you, and yet you still choose to love us. Father, thank you that no matter where we are at, you are always walking with us, that your Son is standing beside you, that your Holy Spirit is imparted into our lives because of the sacrifice of your Son, and may today, may your word find fertile soil to draw us closer to you. Through our time together, may all that we do bring you honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.